is really the president who is negotiating. This is just the propaganda that normally comes from the state media. But obviously, if the president makes some overtures to the Chinese government is the state capitalism. They might state in the relevant company. But the Chinese are business persons, and they don't do business deals where the prospects of a high return are poor. And I'm sure they've given the Zimbabwe case due diligence, and they don't see any prospects of getting the airline off the ground. Sometimes people need to be realistic. This company is in an ideal position of liquidation. But if the government was clever, they would actually hand over the project for privatization to the privatization agency of Zimbabwe. It's then going to be able to seek the necessary procedures and structures and scout around for partners.